Is Daf Hey. Today's learning sponsored by the Felder family in honor of parents, children, and grandchildren. So we got to the last three lines of Dalet Amud Beis. We're still talking about Kedusha Achas and Shnei Kedushos. The Gemara says Itmar Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, of course, very appropriate as we lead into Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel Damar Tevayu. Both of them hold Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. If a Beitza was laid on day one, it's still going to be Asur or on day two because Rosh Hashanah is considered a Yom Arichta Kedusha Achas. How do we see that? The Gemara tells us based on a Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Tanan, Berishon initially, Hayu Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom Kul. That initially, we know in the 30th day of Elul, we don't know if it's going to be Elul, or if they see the moon, it's going to turn into Aleph Tishrei. So unclear. So they accepted the Eidim all day of the 30th of Elul. If they came, it's considered Aleph Tishrei, and if they don't come, so that's the 30th day Elul, and then the next day, tomorrow, is Aleph Tishrei. So Pamachas, one time, Nishtoha Eidim Lavo. One time the Eidim were delayed in coming. They got there very late. Nishkalkalu HaLevim Bashir. And Levim messed up. They sang the wrong Shir. We'll read through Rashi and Tosfos in just a moment. So they had a mess up in the Shir. And since there's a mess up in the Shir, Hiskinu Shlo Yihu Mekablin Sa Eidim El Ad HaMincha. They were Mekabel. They made a takana that you're no longer allowed to accept the Eidim after Mincha time. So this way they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. They sang it as a regular chol because the Edom didn't come. And even if the Edom came afterwards, they said, too late, we're making tomorrow the Rosh Hashanah. Vimbo Edom min ha-mincha l'malach. They came afterwards, no'agin oso yom kodesh l'malachar kodesh. That day was kodesh and the next day. So the way it worked was, Lamed Elul came. They didn't know if Edom were coming or not. They weren't sure if it was not Rosh Hashanah or not. So they started keeping that day, B'toras Rosh Hashanah, Yontif, in case they came. And if they didn't come, so then tomorrow was a two-day Yontif. So, if you look at Rashi to explain all that was going on, Rashi says, "Niskalkul elvim bashir tamid shel ben harbayim she'amru bo shira shachol." It was an afternoon mincha, and they sang shachol because Edom didn't come. It was a regular weekday. Shahayu sivurim shelo yavo Edom v'hayom chol. They didn't think Edom were coming anymore since it was so late in the day. Uchshabo, when they finally came after, they brought the tamid shel ben harbayim nimsa shukodesh. It was the yantiv today. Ubishel shachar ein tos. There wasn't a mistake in the morning. Because the Batamid Shel Shachar, Filu Hukta Shachodesh, even if that day was Rosh Hashanah, Kodim HaKravaso Shel Chol Hayu Omrim, they still said Shel Chol on the Batamid Shel Shachar, Lefisha Berov HaShanim Ein HaEidim Mimaharim Lavo Kokach. The Eidim wouldn't come so early in the morning. Last night they saw it. But they didn't come first thing in the morning. So the Batamid Shel Shachar was said Bashir Chol, and then the afternoon, depending if they came or not, that was a typical time. But then that time they came late, and then they made a Takana Ad HaMincha, Ad HaKravish Batamid Shel Ben Arbayim, if they come afterwards, Osa Yom Harehu Ubar, we consider them Ubar, we consider it a 30-day month. Umonim Yom HaMacharas Limakipur Mevesuk. If the next day will be considered Alf Tishrei, we keep it as 2 days still. Vimbo Eidim Min HaMincha L'Malach, if they come afterwards, Ava Pishein Monim Lo'ados Mehayom, even though today, we don't count from today because they came later, we count from tomorrow, Lo Mizalzlim Bei B'Hai Shloshim. We don't say, oh, since they didn't come, let's just start turning on the TV now and stuff. Elagomim also be Yisur. We keep the 30th day as the Yontif, so we shouldn't be Mazalza in future years. Kasher Husharu Adamincha, Mimlacha, Kain Nogin, Vigomim also be Kedushasa. Just like the morning, they kept it B'Tarash Kedusha in case Edom come, so too they finished off the day B'Tarash Kedusha, even though the Edom may not have come. Alma, we see from all this, Rashi explains what's the Raya. Tchilas Asiya, Shnei Yamim L'Rosh Hashanah, Alfi Bebezdin Hava, Vilma Safik. They made initially that the Takana of Rosh Hashanah to be 2 days, even if it's not a Safik. Even if we know that today's a Chol, still we kept both days L'Chachila as a Yantif. Sherei Vadai Shiyom Tov L'machi. Even though they knew tomorrow's the Yantif, Ava Pikein Tiknu L'Asoso. And therefore we see from there, this is a Kedusha Achas, and a Beitza Shanol Deber Yom Mishon is still going to be Aser on Yom Tov Sheni. So many, many things here that go up. Number one is a machlok is whether or not you have to say Shachianu on day two or not. So Rashi, the Rush in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes from a Rashi, who quotes from his Rebbeim, that they would not say Shachianu on day two because it was Yom Arech, it was one long day. On this Sheyantiv Shogalios, where one day was a Safik Chol, Safik Yantiv, so you have to say Shechachin on both days, because maybe yesterday was really Chol, today is going to be Yantiv, but by Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha Achas, it's all one long Yom. When I said it yesterday, that covers today as well. Rashi argues, that's not correct. He doesn't think it's the same case. It's still some level of a suffix, he thinks, and therefore you should say Shechianu on both days. Mechaber Paskin, that we should say Shechianu on night two as well, but we should have a new fruit out there. There must suggest maybe you could have even new clothing to cover the Shechianu on day two. That's one piece here. Number two piece, if you look at Tosas here, Tosas asks the following question. He says, wait a second. Okay, very nice. He made a mistake in the Shir Shachol. All right, not the biggest deal in the world. But a bigger deal is, what about Musaf? Karban Musaf. They didn't bring a Karban Musaf. It was a weekday. Right, this week, it's going to be, Tuesday's going to be Yontif, okay? So now, if it wasn't Yontif, there wouldn't be a Musaf. But if there's Yontif, you do it Musaf. So they said, Tamet Shal Shah Shal Ben Arbayin, they said a Chol. They didn't bring the Musaf. So that's a bigger problem than saying the Shir Shachol. That's the question Tosa asks. So I'm going to read this outside. He gives one answer. He says that that really, even though in general we don't bring a musaf after the tamid shel ben harbayim, the din was that you're allowed to bring it afterwards in a case that's impossible. Because they didn't know if it was today's yontif or not. So they couldn't bring a musaf if it was a chol. But it turned out they found that it was a Rosh Hashanah after the tamid shel ben harbayim. They brought the musaf anyways, even though you're not supposed to. And even though there's an isra say to bring a carbon after the tamid shel ben harbayim, nonetheless, the asay of rabim of the karban musaf is docha, the asay of hashlama of no carbon going after the tamid shel ben harbayim. That's the first answer. And the second answer, Tosa says, is when they brought the tamid shel ben harbayim, they brought it al tanai. They said, if today's a chol, let it be a Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. If it's a Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, let this be the Musaf, and then later on we'll bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. So those are the two answers suggested by Tosfos. Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says four lines down, Amar Rabba, Mitakonas Rabban Yochan Ben Zakkai Veilach. From the time of Rabban Yochan Ben Zakkai, he made the following takana. Beitza is mutaris. A Beitza is mutar on Rosh Hashanah Day 2. Ditzan the Mishnah says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehu Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom, that you're allowed to now Mekabel the Eidim even after Mincha time, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Temidim to be concerned, so he went back to what used to be of accepting Eidus all day long, which means there's no 2 days of Yom HaRichta. If he comes today, today's Yontif. If he doesn't come today, tomorrow's Yontif. So all the places that were Rachok, they were far away, they kept 2 days because they weren't sure what was the right day. But that was Batar Safik. In Yushalayim, where the Eidus would come, they knew either today was Yontif or tomorrow was Yontif, but the far place had to keep 2 days of Safik, and since it was a Safik, it's no different than Sheyontif Shel Galios, whereby day two, the Beitza would be Mutter. So Amalei Abayi says, V'ha Rav u'Shmuel Damer Tevaya, don't both of them say, Beitza Asur, that Beitza is Asur, and even in the times after the Beis HaMikdash. So Amalei, so says Rav back, Amina lecha ana Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. I said Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'yat amrisli Rav Shmuel. You're calling me different opinions. I don't care what they say. I said what I said. I'm following Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So and Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is a Tana, and they're Amorim. Don't ask me kashas about a Tana from an Amora. So fine. Gor said, okay. So fine. I'll ask you a kasha to you, but let me ask a kasha to them. Ularav Shmuel kasha masnisin. How will Rav and Shmuel explain the Mishnah? They can't go against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that from the times of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the takana was that the Beitza is mutter. So how can they say it's usher even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? So the Gemara answers lo kasha. There is no contradiction. Halon valahu. It depends where you are. One is for them. One is for us. So look at Rashi. The first wide line down. Rashi explains here. Halon halahu. Lebnei Eretz Yisrael she'osin yom echad muteris. For them, they only keep 1 day. So it's mutter, because day two is a chol. About l'didan, b'nei gola asura, sh'rei adayin anu osin shnei yomim, v'odenu b'tchila, mipnei she'osa takana rishona. So he says, we in the chutzart, in the b'nei gola, we keep it as a b'toras takana, as 2 days, and even though it's now a suffix really, and really day two should be mutter, but he says, lo mipnei suffix. We don't keep 2 days in chutzart because of a suffix. We can't read or have to keep it because the initial takana, and the initial takana was, it's a Yom Arichta Kedusha Achas, both days are also. So even though in Eretz Yisrael that's no longer the case, because they only have 1 day, that those times it seemed, but Chutzarts, they kept the takana, that's one long day, not because of a suffix, and therefore it's usher in the Chutzarts. That was the understanding. So now the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Af mi takanas Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elech beitzem u'asur. He says, no, not true. Even after the takana, even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was established that you could accept Eidim all day long after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, still a Beitza is Aser on day two. Why? My time, have a davar shibim minyan. V'chol davar shibim minyan, tzarach minyan acher latiro. When an initial Iser is made by a minyan, by a vote, people got together, Dayanim got together, they made a takana, you could only undo that takana with another minyan, with another group of people. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did not have that group of people. He did not have that minion of people. So it remained usher, even though the logic remained the same, and the logic would dictate that now that we have only one day, because you could accept Edom all day long, so tomorrow should be mutter, in the end of the day, that you need a minion acher to permit it. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Davar Shiva Minyan Beitazu Neeseris Bekibutz Chachamim. There was a gathering of Chachamim. Shinimnu Vagamru, they decided with amongst each other, La Sosan Shayamim Kedusha Achas, to make it as 2 days of Kedusha, Imlo Ba Eidim Fanei Mincha. If the Eidim didn't come, it was one day, one Kedusha. And even though Bizman Azeh, they kept 2 days of Yantif after Chorban as a suffix, they weren't sure when it will come. In the end of the day, you could only undo that original takana if you have another minin acher, another group of chacham who got together, which never happened apparently, and therefore the iser remains intact. So then, Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "Mina aminila." How do I know that you need a minin acher to permit a previous iser? If the previous iser was established by a group of chachamim, you need a second group of chachamim to undo that. What's the basis? So Gemara brings a couple of psukim and then a brisa. So Gemara says, "Mina amina lacha." How do I know? "Dechsev leich emur lahem shuvu lachem la lechem." After our Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem to tell everybody to go back to their tents. That initially they were also Tashmish was also there, also to be with their wives. And then after the Har Sinai, after Shekhinah went up to Shemayim, so then they're permitted to go back to their tents. That's one pasuk. Gemara is going to explain, elaborate on Amud Beis. Vomer, it says further, when they blew the shofar, they were able to go on the mountain. The mountain was no longer kadosh. That was the second pasuk. We'll see why we need two pesukim. And the third proof is, Vitani, the Brayta says, Kerem Revai, Hayaola Lushalayim, Mahalech Yom Eche Lucholtzad. There's a din. When it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, and by extension also to Kerem Revai, Ma'aser Sheni, the din is, you have to bring your fruit of Ma'aser Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim. If it's too much for you, you can be pulled down on money, and you can bring the money to buy some food in Yerushalayim. They have a Gezer Shavah, Rashi points out, based on Kodesh Kodesh, this also applies to Kerem Revai, that your the Machlok is whether it's Kerem Revai, the fourth year of your grapes, or fourth year of all fruits, a Netter Revai, that's a Machlok, it's in the Gemara in Brachos. Either way, whatever the Kerem Revai or Netter Revai is, the fourth year fruits, you have to bring to Yerushalayim to eat as well. If it's too much for you, you could be pulled on coins and money, and bring the money to buy food in Yerushalayim. That's the din. So the Gemara is, they made a takana that if you live within a radius of a 1 day's walk with a new shalim, you cannot be podeh, you have to bring actual fruit. You can't be podeh. Even though midrash you're allowed to be podeh outside your shalim, they extended the borders to 1 day's walk in the radius of your shalim. We'll see why in just a moment. So again, Kerem Revai, Haya Ola Yushalayim. If you have a Kerem Revai, you have to walk up the fruit to Yushalayim, Mahalach Yom Echad. If you're within 1 day's walk of Yushalayim, L'chol Tzad to every direction. V'zu Tchuma, these are the borders. Allah is Minat Tzafon, the northern border. Akrevis Minat Darum is the southern border. Lud Minat Amarv, Lud is the western border. The Yarden Minat Mizrach, Yarden is the eastern border. These are the four borders of the Yushalayim. Vamer Ulav, Yisei Merabah, Bar Barchan, Amir Biyochan, Matam. What was the reason why you have to bring the actual fruit? If you're with them 1 day's walk of Yerushalayim, kedei la'atir shukei Yerushalayim beperos, because they wanted to adorn the marketplace of Yerushalayim with fruit. If everybody brings their money, they're not going to have the nice new fruits of the year. So they said, if you're within 1 day's walk, so that's not such a far schlep. You have to matriach you. Please bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. You can't be podet. This way, we have nice fruit decorating the shuk.
I don't think you're supposed to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim.
You do eat the fruit in Yerushalayim, yeah. No, but you have it, you bring it the fruit. Everyone walks in with the fruit, you see it, and then you eat it. So then the Gemara says, Vatani, the Raisa says, Kem Revai, Hayalol Rabbi Eliezer, B'mizach Lud, B'tzad Kfar Tavi. So Rabbi Eliezer was a very wealthy man, happens to be, and he had one of his vineyards were on the eastern part in Lud, which was within the borders of Yerushalayim. Ubikesh lafkir l'anim. He wanted to be mafkir to the anim. Why do you want to be mafkir to the anim? So look at Rashi. It says Rashi lafkir l'anim she the kutu heim. So they can collect the fruits of Kerem Revai. V'yalu v'yusham. Let them schlep it up. V'yochlu sham. They can eat it. Shaya olav torech lahalos sham haper. It's a big schlep for him. So do a tova. The anim will schlep it. The anim will get fruit to eat, and they'll sit back. That's all. That's where he'll accomplish this din of bringing the fruit from his city. So Amrulol, the Tamidim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi, Kfar nimnu alecha chaverecha vitirua. Your friends, your contemporaries, already made a takana, and they undid this takana. Meaning, even though you live in Lod and within Mahalach Yom Echad from Yerushalayim, you are allowed to be poda and bring the money. So we see from here that if a minin acher is able to undo a takana, that's the third ride with two psukim, which we'll get to, and this is the brisa that a minin acher could undo it. Man chaverecha, who is your friend? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So Gemara explains, time of dininu, only because they had a gathering of people and they made a little vote. Halo nimnu, if there was never such a vote, no such discussion, lo, it wouldn't work. So either way, we see from here that a minun achar is necessary to undo a previous iser that was established through a previous minun. So Gemara now wants to know, Maiva Omer, what were the two psukim initially brought, Rav Yosef brought as rayas for the iser, or rather the din of you need a minun achar? So Gemara says, Hachi kamar. Michti, ksiv, it says, Hayu nechonim, l'shoshes yamim, al tikshu el ha'isha. It says that for the 3 days, shloshes me'akbala, including Kabbalah Satorah that day, husband and wife are usr. So then, obviously, after 3 days are over, after it expires, then they're mutter. So why does it say, Lech emur lehem shuvu lechem lo alechem lamali? Why does Hashem say, go back to your tents now? That's obvious, of course, it's mutter. Hashem was the first minyan kviyachal. He created the first iser, and therefore he had to undo the iser as well. So that's how we learn the source. So maybe you're going to tell me the chitema, the mitzvah ona hudasim. Maybe this was a special din because the mitzvah of ona, obligation one has to the wife. So that was a special exception. But maybe elsewhere you don't need this statement. Tashma, the Meshoch Hayovel Hema Yalu Bahar, after they blew the shofar, everyone was able to ascend the mountain. There's no longer Kedusha. So Michli, let's understand. The Pasuk says previously, Ksiv Gamatzon Vabakar Yiru Amulharhu, so the tzon, the sheep and the cattle cannot go on the mountain because it was kadosh for these 3 days. So after the 3 days, they're mutter to go on the Har Sinai. Why does it have to say the Meshoch Hayovel Lamali? Shma Mina Davar Shibiminan Tzarch Min Achel Atiri. Hashem said, don't go on the mountain. Hashem needs to permit you to go on the mountain afterwards. That's the klal. So maybe you're going to say v'chit heima hani mili b'deraisa. Maybe that's only at a deraisa level that you need a minyan acher to undo an iser deraisa. But maybe a baal b'derbana lo. But an iser b'derbana does not require a minyan acher la tiro. That's why brother Braisa tashma kem revai. It was only a derbanan, the takana. You have to bring the food if you're within a day's walking from the Yerushalayim. That was a din derbanan. The ka'amri, nonetheless, kvar nimnu alecha chaverecha v'tiru, that you need a minute acher to permit it. Fine. So now the Gemara says, fine, that's the source of Rav Yosef. The v'chitema beitanami imnula. So now maybe, so Rav Yosef was the one who said that even though Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana, they allowed to accept Edom all day long, the Beitza is still Usr, Bismarazah. So he said, ask the Mar, why? Maybe there's a Minyan Acher that undid that Takana and said you're allowed to have the Beitza, Bismarazah. How does he know not? So Gemara again asks, that Vichitema Beitza Nami Imnola, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Vishar Yuha. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai undid that Takana as well and permitted the Beitza on day two. Just like he permitted you accepting Edom all day long, maybe he permitted the Beitza on day two. Ki Amnu Ha'edis Ha'Beitza Lotnu. No. Because we know that he's only got a gathering for Edus. He never got a gathering to undo the Isser Beitza. So Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Altu Beitza B'minyan Mihavya, Beitza B'Edus Talya Milsa. So Abaye says, what are you talking about? The Beitza has nothing to do with the Minyan. It wasn't because they made a Takana that Beitza's Aser. They made a Takana about Shtei Kedusha. So Beitza was just a ramification of that. It wasn't directly about the Beitza. The Beitza is totally on the Edus. In other words, Amr Le'Bai, one more time, Atu Beitza B'minyan Mihava, Beitza B'Edus Talya. Beitza depends on the Edus. Milsa de Iser, Iser Edus, Iser Beitza. Ishar Edus, Ishar Beitza. Meaning that when they said you can't accept Edus after the Mincha, that means we view this as a Kedusha Achas, the Beitza M'mele is Aser. But once he permitted Edus on day one, all day, that means the 2 days are only Shtei Kedushos, and therefore Mimela, the Beitza would be Motor on day two, and therefore Abaye rejects the understanding of Rav Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Rav Ada, Rav Shalman, Tarvaya, both of them hold Mibay Kluchas, it came from this area, Kluchas of some sort. Amr, they said, Af mitakanas Rav Yochanan Zakkai, ve'elech Beitza Asur. They felt also it was Asur, but not because of Minin Acher like the way Rav Yosef felt, rather for a different reason. Their concern was my time. Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Yomru, they're going, Mitzvah Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt very soon. What's going to happen is, last year they said, Vishtakid, last year, Milo Achalnu Beitza B'Yomtiv Sheni. Last year, we had an egg that was laid on day one of Yomtiv, and we were able to eat it on day two of Yomtiv. But this year, they're going to think the same din, but it's not true. Hashinami Nechal. Now also, this year, the Beis HaMikdash, nothing has changed, right? For Lo Yada, they won't know the reason that Vishtakid, the reason last year, they were able to have the Beitza on day two is because Shtei Kedusha Sein. But Hashta, Kedusha Achas, but this year, there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's only Kedusha Achas, they won't know the difference, and because of that, they say it's Aser, even though the logic doesn't make sense, even though the logic is that Shtei Kedushas, Bizman Azer, but still they kept the Iser intact, because of the concern of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Ihach, if that's the case, Edus Nami, Lo Nekavel. we should have the same concern that why would Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai allow you to accept Eidus now that there's no Beis HaMikdash? So my time, why shouldn't we accept the Eidus all day long? Because Meher Yibane Beis HaMikdash, Mitzvah Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt next year. It wasn't ready, maybe still today. And what's going to happen is, Kol Yom Kulo, and we're not going to accept the Eidus anymore when there's a Beis HaMikdash because of the Niskalkalish Levi and Bashir. So we won't accept it all day long. So we're going to say that last year we accepted all day long. So this year also, maybe we should accept it all day long. So that's going to be confused. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana should still be intact, that you should not be makabel Eidus koyam kulo. It should only be ada mincha, because we're hoping that Meher Yibane Beis HaMikdash, and then next year as well, we'll only accept the Eidus until mincha time. So Gemara says, Hashinami nekaba. Here also, we should only accept it up until mincha time. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between the Beitza and the Eidus. Who's accepting the Eidim? The Bezdin. Bezdin knows halachas. They're not going to get confused. They'll know last year there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we accepted them all day long. This year that there is a Beis HaMikdash, we only accept them ad mincha, so there's no concern of any confusion. As opposed to the Beit, any person who has a chicken, it can lay in their house, they don't know the halachas. Many Am Ha'aretz have chickens, and they're going to be confused that last year we had the Beit day two. This year also, there's a Beis HaMikdash, we could also have a day two, but they're not going to know that things have changed conceptually in terms of the Shtei Kedushos to Kedusha Achas. Now, let's finish the daf. The Gemara says, last six lines of the Amud here, Rava Amar, Af mitakanas from Yochanan Zakkai, the Eilech, even after his takana, Beitza Asura, it's also Asura. Why? Because Milo Mode Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, does he not agree? Shimbo Eidim min haMincha Lamala, Shenogin Osa Yom Kodesh and Lacha Kodesh, even if the Eidim came after Mincha time. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, you could accept them after Eidim. Times of Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't accept it, the door is shut. Yochanan Zakkai says, no, you can still accept them. But even if you accept them, after this, we would still keep that whole day as a yomtiv, as a kodesh, in which case we still view it as some level of kedusha achas. Look at the last Rashi in the page here. Rashi writes here, Milo Moda, does he not agree? Avagav, the tikkun the kabbal, eidus achodesh kol yom, yos monin lemoados min arishom, even though he said we can accept eidus all day long to count day one as alv tishrei for Yom Kippur and Sukkot and so on, afilu bo eidim lachar mincha, even though they come after mincha, avam ilas yom tov sheni lo nekra takana rishonim imkoma, but to say that day two was a chol, that he never said. That he's going to say is still yom tov sheni. That's still going to be yom tov sheni. It's only in terms of which is the ikar day. Is alv tishrei the first day of Rosh Hashanah, or is alv tishrei the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but both kedusha still remained intact, and therefore it's kedusha acha still, and the beta is aser even on day two. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rava. Rava says, Hilchasa, bottom line, is Kavasa de Rabbi, passing Rava, Bahani Tlas, these three machlokesim, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumer. In other words, when it came to the Shnei Yomtiv Shel Galios, Rava's Mekil, that the Beit on day two is Motir, we pass like him Lakula by Shnei Yomtiv Shel Galios. With respect to Shabbos and Yomtiv, he was more Machmir. In regards to Rosh Hashanah, he's also Machmir, that the Beit will be Usser on both those two scenarios, whether it's Shabbos and Yomtiv back to back, or whether it's Shtei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. So let's quickly recap, see what we did. So the Gemara said, we start talking about the Machlok is about Shtei Yomtiv Shel Rosh Hashanah, that Nolda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, and based on the Mishnah that they said after the Eidim, the Levim were in Iskalka Bashir, you can no longer accept them after Mincha time anymore, which means that day one will always be Kodesh, and they too as well will be Kodesh, and therefore even though ideally that may not be the case, but they made a takana that both days are Kadosh and to Kedusha Achas, and the Beit is Aser on day two. And then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we can accept the Eidim after Mincha time. So according to that, what would happen is, said Rabbah, the Beita would be Mutter on day two, because now we only keep it as a Suffolk. Because really, it's only the first day. If they come, that's really the right day. So it's really a suffix. So Beit will be mutter on day two. Rav Shmuel argued. He said, no, we think it's still usher because they held in the chutzlart. They still didn't go based on a suffix. They worked still based on the original takana that's still to kedusha achas according to chutzlart. If Yosef said that no, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Beit is usher on day one. Why is it usher day one? Did Rabbi Yochanan Zak make a new takana? Because you need another minion to undo the original takana, and there is no other minion to undo it. So that way he allowed you to accept Eidim after Mincha time, but the original Kedusha Achas still remained intact, and the Beit was still Aser. We brought a ride from Yosef. How do you know you need a minion Acher to undo it? We brought two Psukim by Harsina the Isha, by Har Sinai, the going on to Har Sinai itself, and the whole camera vibe that the Mahalach Yom Echad, that it was permitted, they undid that takana, that initially the takana was you have to walk within the distance of Yerushalayim one day's distance. They Rabbi Yochanan Zaka undid that takana, whereby you could actually be poda, even though you live within one day's walk from Yerushalayim. And then we had at the end that Rav Adabar, Rav Shalman said, I agree, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh after Takana, the Beit is still Usser on day 2, but not because the Takana still remains intact, not because of Kedusha Achas, rather because of Meheri Banu Beis HaMikdash. People get confused after last year, the Beit was permitted, and this year the thing is also permitted, but they didn't realize that there's a difference. Now there's a Beit HaMikdash, and now it's a Kedusha Achas, so that was just a Siaga of sorts. And then finally, Rava says, no, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh only made a Takana Lagabe accepting the Edus, but Lagabe not keeping up the Sheni anymore, that still remained intact, and therefore it still is a Kedush Achas. And finally, Rav, we pass like Rav in all three cases of Yantif Sheni, Shagalias, Shvashana, and Shabbat, and Yantif. Okay, I guess tomorrow we're not going to have Daf together.